Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. And welcome to Tuesday. I want to start by saying Yuzette and I think Ashley and Corey
did this beautiful tray this morning. Mm-hmm. Charcuterie. Mm-hmm. Little crackers and cheese and fruit and olives and
nuts.
And I dove upon it and threw it up in the air. Celebrating my birthday. I thought, it's so artfully arranged. It's so beautiful. Yuzi goes, I've been looking at cheese trays for the last 4 days. Mm-hmm. Trying to get ideas for how to put
together. Looking at videos, just trying to put
funny,
stuff.
But right.
Sorry, I was eating an olive.
Fine. It's too delicious to stop eating.
I had so much stuff to carry today that I had my husband help me to Alden's car. I had like a laundry basket full of stuff other boxes and stuff. So I have Alden's all, oh my God, what do you have in here? The kitchen sink? I'm like, I know.
Basically.
I'd rather have more than less.
Right.
So I had the kids come in a little bit earlier. We got all your guys' stuff ready. And I'm like, okay. Meet me in the kitchen. Let's go.
Oh, my God. So you guys all assembled
the
thing.
Yeah, so everyone helped. They all helped.
It's just beautiful. Thank you so
much. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yay,
how old are you again?
53. I think, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, you just turned 50, and I'm 2.5 years older than you.
And I just turned 52, so you're
older.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's how we judge it.
Yeah, that's how we figure it. We're 52 together for one one month.
Uh-huh.
And then it turns.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I
very nice.
Was not part of the charcuterie.
What was I going to ask you to do?
Zero.
Bring the nuts.
Honestly.
Can you bring the nuts in? I've got those.
He's Sarah got his own
goes,
stuff going on.
Hey, there's some great stuff outside that Yuzette put together. And I go, why? She goes, because it's my birthday. Whoops. Boys, we're the worst.
Well, 53, it's the worst. Like, it's just such a nothing birthday. It's funny because Yuzi had put a little, she got me a little gift, something I'm going to use in the studio, which is so awesome.
What is it?
It's neat.
It's these little.
Oh, you know
little,
what? Let me grab them. You can show them on camera.
They're really cute.
Super cute.
They're like little coat hangers. They have like a guitar headstock at the top and then a hook underneath.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to hang them up in the studio for when we do podcasts and stuff. People can hang there.
Oh, in the studio at home.
Oh, yes, in the studio at home. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
I'm like,
sorry.
Wait a minute.
The studio that I'm concentrating on right now. The one that I'm going to be painting my whole vacation. And thank you. So here's... Are they all the same, Yuzi? I only opened...
No, they're different.
Okay, but they're all guitar headstocks?
Yeah. They're just different.
So they all look basically like this. It's a little...
Oh, that's really neat.
Guitar headstock, and then you hang your...
That's a Telecaster.
...underneath of it. Yeah, it's really cute. So there's three of them, so they're perfect. I'll put them on the back of the door that goes in there. But so I said, thank you for keeping it low-key, and, it's such a nothing birthday.
That's what I was going for, low-key.
And thank you. You know what? Thank you for that. And
I can't. I
and
didn't.
And then 5 minutes later, she's like, oh, there's a big breakfast plate. Now, oh, there's cupcakes coming later. And, oh, there's... I'm like, oh, okay. So we can't help ourselves on this show.
I actually hope. Let me turn this mic on. Actually hope that I get you for.
Secret Santa.
For Secret Santa, because I found something else that I think is really cool for your studio.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. I love it.
Mm.
It's so cool.
Funny. Mm-hmm. Well, there's lots of birthdays and Christmases and, everything.
Well, I don't know. Are you worth it?
I don't know if I am. It is fun to see something. I was looking at stuff last night, and I found something perfect for Vinny, so mm-hmm. I hope I get Vinny.
When are we doing that?
We're going to pick, I guess,
we'll
Thursday.
Pick on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll pick Thursday.
This Thursday.
And then you have all vacation to decide what to get me, Vin.
All right. Hey, I don't mind going all out at that. I like it.
I know, it's fun. I like the gift exchange that we do.
I think it helps that we do the one thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
totally.
Yes.
We don't need to get gifts for all of us.
I would be woefully embarrassed if I had to buy for everybody, because eventually I'd be like, I forgot.
Right.
So-and-so. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm so
not
sorry.
Here's your Walgreens gift card. Yeah.
$5.
Your 7-Eleven beef jerky.
Go get yourself a big bite.
Hey, are we ready for that one thing?
Yeah, we're ready.
What's the one
for
thing?
For that one thing.
Something
yeah,
that
we all have a one
no,
thing.
No, it's
that,
super, yeah, one thing. What do you do for your one thing?
What do you do
I
your
try
one
not
thing?
To use plastic bottles, I guess.
What's Vaughn doing over there in your seat, Sarah?
Yeah.
Oh, you my goodness. What's happening?
Hey, Sarah. I am here, yes.
Vaughn did
I got a little ditty for you. Oh, my God.
Happy
Vaughn
birthday.
Is so awesome. I actually have
turn your mic up, Vaughn.
A couple years ago for Christmas. Oh, am I supposed to shut up and he's going to go now?
Shut up, Sarah.
Okay, I'm shutting up.
Hey.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Sarah. This is a little birthday rap I wrote for Sarah. We'll see how it goes. We're doing it live.
Doing it live!
That's
live.
Right.
Doing live!
This is gonna be fun. Yeah. Good morning, it's the Alice Show. And you cruising down the road, crank up the dial and do it quick. Listen to this crazy chick. Name Sarah, drinks Friday, on Saturday, ride segways all Sunday for the family. But Monday, radio waves. You in the air this Tuesday, throw your hands in the air for the birthday girl for another year. And because of her amazing hair. Smile, Sarah, we smiling back. I hope we don't get sued for this track. Enjoy your day, the deed is done. Another trip around the sun. That's nerd talk, pergola talk, big words, no mean spacewalk. Mom to two, friends and Mary work married to this guy Vinny. A true lover of rock and roll will sing and dance with all her soul. Sarah has a million bows. What's another million more? One time for the birthday girl, two time for rocking our worlds. Keep moving, hella groovy. Birthday shot sponsored by Use It. Gotta get it done. It's Tuesday, gone somewhere. Show off that Ruben. Sarah smiles so sugar sweet. Dreaming, knocking, blushing cheeks. Happy birthday!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
You are so super talented, dude. It's unbelievable.
Oh,
thank you. Well, thank you, Sarah.
That means so much to me. Oh, my God. That's so sweet.
Man, I got chills.
I just
I'm sweating.
I forgot
like
to wear my ruby on Tuesday.
No.
How could you?
I mashed my finger yesterday, and it got all swollen, and the thing was, like, cutting into me, so I can't even get my regular wedding. I had to wrestle it off yesterday.
Dang. Vaughn, that was amazing.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I am just so touched. A couple years ago, you had written out a whole thing and laminated it for me, like, you know, one of your spoken word things. And it hangs up in my office right in front of where I work. And I sometimes, like, and especially if I'm feeling blue, I'll, like, aww, read through it. It's, like, the nicest thing. That is so meaningful.
That was awesome, dude.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
If you don't know, Vaughn is a writer. So while also performing a rap, he's a great writer. And does a lot of poetry, right?
A lot of poetry, some rap stuff, too, but...
Amazing.
That was awesome. Oh my God. What a great way to start.
Well, we have to stop now, right?
I mean,
I
really feel like we should just go home now.
That was sick.
We can't possibly
be
that.
Done.
Yeah.
You do that in room full, like, with rooms full of people?
I can. I've done it before like that. But last night it was just me and my pen and Mary Jane, and we made it happen.
I love her.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yuzi was like, do a poem for Sarah. And I was like, I'll see what I can do.
And this is what
he
came
up
with.
This is what happened.
That's so good. I would like to replay this later on during the show.
Oh my God. A couple times. I love that Sarah has a million bowls. What's another million more?
Great job. Love you, Vaughn.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you, Sarah. Happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
That kid is full of surprises.
That was amazing. Oh, I'm basking in it. Oh, my God. Is there anything more meaningful gift-wise than someone sitting down and taking time and thinking about you? Like, it's so...
No, who does that?
So awesome. Well, Vaughn's done it a couple times. Like, that is so amazing. Oh, my God. Oh, I think I really think everybody should just write a heartfelt, like, love letter to someone in their life for Christmas.
think I'll do that for John.
Oh.
I know. Maybe I'll do one for you, too. You're my other
Oh,
my,
that's really
my
nice
radio husband.
That's,
I know. It's just really nice when someone takes the time to, like, put into words mm-hmm. how they feel about you. I think that's really, oh, my God. Getting so old. It's so nice to be surrounded by wonderful people. All of you guys. I mean, I'm just the luckiest person.
We're all lucky to be around each other.
We are. We're lucky to have
707.
Each other.
707. OMG. Vaughn was amazing. Happy birthday, Sarah. That was amazing. Vaughn loved it. Vaughn, you killed it.
Yeah, Vaughn.
Go
Perfect
Vaughn.
Tone on the whole thing, too. Yeah. It's not over the top.
No.
It's not cheesy. It's
that,
you know
it was
what I mean?
Cool. Yeah. It was actually cool.
Someone said that was the most amazing thing I've ever heard. Yep. Love, Vaughn.
It's my favorite rap
Get
song
it,
I've
Vaughn.
Ever heard in my life.
It's so easy to go, I'm going to write something for someone, and then it's just corny as hell. And you're like, oh, no. It's
well, roses are red, my eyes are loud. Just,
that is super cool.
And the way you mixed up all the, you know, like your flow had, like, at times I'm like, uh-oh, and then, but no, it fell right. But, like, I just, you mixed up your pentameters or iambic pentameter and whatever the that was very it was,
what does that mean?
I don't know.
He has he
good.
Has the lyrics here.
Yeah.
So we're gonna transfer it over to some paper, some beautiful paper.
Oh, that thank you. That I would just this is beautiful. I'm so excited about it. So freaking funny.
So anyway, what'd you do yesterday?
That's nerd talk, pergola talk, big words in a mean spacewalk. That's funny. What did I do yesterday? I made some big beach bags, and I did just a tiny bit of gardening, and I'm trying to tempt these squirrels to be my friends. I've given up on fighting the squirrels at my house, so I bought a big thing of hazelnuts, and I'm trying to get them to be my friend.
Why?
Because I just feel like, you know, what am I going to do? Just, like, spend my life being mad at squirrels? Like,
why are you mad at squirrels?
Because they climb up in my maple tree that's over my porch, and they just, like, we blow the porch off almost every day because it's just littered with, you know, all year long. The little, you know, little helicopter seeds or whatever they are that are all over maple trees.
Like, really.
I don't.
It's just their seeds. And, well, when we were kids, we used to take them and you could spin them and they helicopter down to the ground.
How fun.
It's just the seed pods, right? They kind of connect in the middle and they have these two, like, flappy wing things on the side.
Really?
Pull up a picture for these.
Nobody knows.
No, you'll recognize them when you see them.
No, I mean when you were kids flipping that, like,
you can flick them. You flick them.
She lived in the country,
Yeah, I never paid attention to different types of trees. I don't, that's trippy.
You never, like, played with acorns and stuff?
I can't say I never played with an acorn.
Is that it?
See what, yeah.
Oh,
it's right there.
Yeah, never.
See, you hold them by the
leg. Oh, they do call them maple keys, helicopters, or whirly birds.
Yeah. So anyway, they drop those. I guess they eat them. And so I don't know is it just my area that's going through a squirrel population explosion? Like last year, I sort of chalked it up to our cat that was a great hunter was no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
And because he used to sit in the tree and be like, come on.
Let's do this.
I didn't even realize there were squirrels around because he would just hunt them all day. But that now they're just, I mean, at any given time you can be standing in my yard and count 11, 15 squirrels in various places in the yard.
You got a lot of stuff in your yard. My brother's yard is like that and it has a lot of squirrels. So they,
I guess I'm just
I don't
want to
say
them.
A jungle gym for the squirrels, but they've built some stuff so the squirrels could go play over there instead of over here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty good idea.
And so when I go to his house, I sit there at the breakfast table, and I'll sit there for hours watching
squirrels.
Yeah,
that's
play.
So funny.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was I had a great day, and then last night we had those. I love these veggie burgers that John buys. They're called corn, but with a Q, like Q-O-R-N.
Mm-hmm.
They're so effing delicious. Like I would rather have that than a hamburger.
Mm.
Like they're just great, and.
I prefer veggie burgers, too.
Yeah, it's just, this one is, it's really light, and it actually sort of tastes like chicken, maybe, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it's just.
But it fills you?
Yeah, it's delicious, you know? So we did that, and a nice salad, and then we watched an episode of, what are we watching? American Horror Story.
Mm.
We're still finishing up the first season.
I like a good hamburger, but if it's not right.
I know.
And a veggie burger, they're always the same.
Right, especially if you buy like a certain brand.
Yeah, they're super uniform. You don't have to ever worry about getting a bad bite or too rare or overcooked or.
Right, there are places that do their own burgers, like their own veggie burgers, And once in a while, you'll find one that, like, don't you like the plant one? The one that the plant, they do it, it's sort of pink with the beet juice and stuff? Or is that
I don't remember
else's?
That one, no. I'll tell you what, this place in Cardiff that I grew up going to, it's called Kai's, K-I apostrophe S. And I don't, she was an older lady when I was in my 20s
so
going there.
All
I don't know. I don't. Well, no, it's there, but I don't know that she's still there.
I see.
But she made her own veggie burgers, and they're the best. And I don't know why, because the place grew, tripled in size over the time that I'd been going there.
It's still open.
It is. Of course it is. They're so good. In Cardiff, everyone eats there. But those burgers should have gone national.
Right.
They're so good. I don't know why they haven't. Mm. I've expected to find them at the grocery store any day now for 15 years.
I wonder if she looked into it and just didn't like the way that the mass produced ones
makes enough money and doesn't want the trouble.
Right.
Plenty of people make that decision.
Right. Here's the simple life that I want to be.
I like money, but I also like not working my brains
out
to smithereens.
Right.
So maybe, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah, when you find a good veggie burger, it's like, you know, and I, you know, some of them are fine, the Morningstar, you know, whatever, the
I like those, actually.
Yeah, they're fine. And there's a cup. There's actually a few, but then he brought home this corn one. And it's like juicy and
I'll try
tender,
it.
And I really like it. I don't know if it has corn in it, but it's K-O-Q-O-R-N, something like that. So a very low-key day. So today we're going out for dinner for my birthday.
All right.
I'm just going to walk over. You know what I want? A pepperoni pizza. So that's what I'm going to get.
Yum.
Oh, good for you.
At that. And I'm going to have a beer because it's my birthday.
Yeah.
It's my birthday. And plus pizza and beer. Hello. So most of the time during the week I wouldn't do that. But F it. I'm old now. So I'm just going to go for it. Oh, thank God, you guys. I'm like...
I know, it's hard to cut, like, how do we, what do we say after that?
Nothing, I guess.
Vaughn just crushed it.
I know, Vaughn. God damn, that was good. That just, oh my God. Really, really nice. all right, anybody have anything to add? Because I'm going to press go.
Yeah, let's get started.
All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.